When Peter Kasich graduated from North Central High School in 2006, he enlisted as an Army Ranger, briefly serving in Iraq. He received an honorable discharge for medical reasons the following year. He returned home and studied at Hanover College, then Butler University. He became a certified emergency medical technician along the way. But as the Arab Spring unfolded in 2011 and civil war erupted in Syria, Kasich found himself compelled to serve once again, not in the name of war this time, but in the name of peace. At a prayer service last month, Kasich's father, Ed, recalled a phone call he'd received from Peter while he was on spring break from Butler in 2012.
"Hey, Dad, I'm in Lebanon." He wasn't talking about Boone County. When others headed for the beach, he headed for Beirut.
By May of that year, Kasich was living in Lebanon. He first worked as a volunteer EMT in a Tripoli hospital. In September, he founded Special Emergency Relief and Assistance, or SERA. The organization provided first response assistance to Syrian refugees, providing food, medical supplies, and first aid training to local populations. SERA Palam is Kasich's friend from Hanover College. Speaking last month, she said his relief work in Syria had finally given him the sense of direction he'd been searching for back home.
"He was just searching for something here for so long, and he was trying to find his place, and he finally found a cause that was worthy of his attention. I feel he wanted to jump in wholeheartedly and do as much as he possibly could with his entire heart and his head and everything."
By summer 2013, he had moved SERA operations to southern Turkey. It was on an aid supply run to northeastern Syria that militants stopped the ambulance Kasich was traveling in and detained him. It was October 1st of last year. Kasich would remain in captivity until some point within the last month. A video released Sunday shows he was killed by the same Islamic State executioner believed to be responsible for the deaths of two other American and two British civilians, three of them journalists and the other a fellow aid worker. In a 2012 interview with CNN, Kasich explained why he felt the urge to help those in need, regardless of threats to his own well-being.
"We each get one life, and that's it. You get one shot at this. We don't get any do-overs, you know? And like for me, it was time to put up or shut up. The way I saw it, I didn't have a choice. You know, like this is what I was put here to do. I guess I'm just a hopeless romantic and I'm an idealist and I believe in hopeless causes."
Kasich converted to Islam while in captivity. He changed his name to Abdul Rahman, and in a letter smuggled out by one of his former cellmates, Kasich told his parents he was at peace with his faith and scared to die, but that he could, quote, "seek refuge and comfort in knowing that I went out as a result of trying to alleviate suffering and helping those in need." For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Christopher Ayers.